I want you to imagine a city, a perfect, dazzling city where every house, every building is perfectly and wonderfully designed, kind of pristinely, perfectly envisioned by an architect who knows exactly where everything should be. And in the city, everything just works. The streets are lined with trees that are fully grown, that in the summer provide shade, and in the winter provide shelter from the elements. That all the water runs fresh and clean. Even in a city, you can drink straight from the streams there. That the air is clear, that the traffic somehow runs smoothly, that there is light and life, and it is a great place to live and to work and to raise children. People live there to a great old age and die happily surrounded by their family and their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. And the children who grew up, they grew up, they're healthy and wise. There's no asthma because of all the toxic stuff in their lungs. There's no unhealthiness in them. It is a perfect, dazzling city to live in. And the architect who designed the city designed it so perfectly that it will keep thriving and flourishing. And so what this architect does is appoints a ruler, like a mayor or a king, I guess, to be in charge. Takes a person and says, you're in charge and your job is to make this city flourish even more. Like promote culture and art and music. Improve the education, make it even better. Let writers write books and researchers research things. Fill it up with restaurants and coffee shops and things for people to enjoy. Make it a glorious place to do. But the architect gives one stipulation and says, look, in the center of the city is the place where all the controls are to make things run properly. It's set properly. That you do not need to play with. It just works. Don't worry about it. So just don't worry about that at all. Of course, humans being humans, we know what we are like, and of course the king eventually goes in there to have a look, just curiosity, and he eventually thinks, well, maybe I could tweak things slightly, and he throws some dials and twitches some buttons and all the rest of it, and this dazzling place is thrown into darkness. What was once a beautiful, carefully planned city starts to crumble and fall to ruin. The trees start to wilt, the water fills with foul things that shouldn't be in there and is no longer drinkable, the toxic fumes come out of things that shouldn't be there. The old people die younger, and they're not surrounded by family because people fall out, and the whole environment of the place, as opposed to full of light and joy, is filled with enmity and frustration. Children grow up there unhealthily and annoyed with their parents, and parents annoyed with their children, and it's not this beautiful place it's designed to be. Now, obviously, the king tries to fix this stuff, but he doesn't know how it all runs. He's not the one who designed it all, and every effort to change Giles back seems to throw it more into problem. And after a while, his children get sick of him and say, look, for your mistakes, for what you've done, we have no option but to throw you into prison for the rest of your life. You know, you've caused this and you will pay the punishment for it. So his son takes over, and lo and behold, the son is no better than the father. He makes new and interesting different mistakes, but they're still mistakes nonetheless. And a cycle kicks off of, you know, that son is then, you know, found guilty for what he's done wrong, and his daughter takes over, and that daughter is no better, and their son takes over, and then their daughter takes over, and so on and so forth. And the knowledge of what the city should be like is gradually lost. And no matter good kings or bad kings or bad queens, things don't improve. The Bible says that is the story of the world. That when God created it, it was perfect and good and designed rightly. And God left man and woman to run it, and through their mistakes and sin, through what they'd done wrong, things collapsed and started to fall apart. And all through the Bible, you hear these kings and people trying, some of them trying to follow God, some of them not, but none of them fixing the fundamental problem. All of them stuck in the same repeating cycle of not being able to escape it. We saw that in the reading in Genesis of God saying, this is what the world will be like, it'll be frustrating and futile. We saw it in the Isaiah reading of people longing for a king who could fix things properly. And if we're honest, this is also what our lives are like too, of us repeating the same mistakes, of wanting to change and yet finding that we do the same things, unable to escape the loop. What we need is someone to come in from the outside, someone who can enter into this world, who's outside of this perpetual cycle that we've inherited that is part of our lives, of just making the same mistakes. Someone who knows how to do things properly and rightly. And that's the Christmas story. That into the world, Someone comes from outside the world. The architect of the world has a son who was there with him in the beginning to build the world, who designed it with his own hands, with his father, who then enters into the world and says, I will make things right. I will restore this world. Through me, I will fix these things and turn this darkness into an even greater gloriousness than it was before. I will restore all things. And he says to the people, and I will fix you as well. And where you deserve punishment for what you've done, I will take that. The Son comes into the world, born as a baby, to redeem the world, to rescue the world. The words that the angel said to the shepherds were this: I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Someone is going to come. Someone is going to come and fix the things and make things right. And the angel then says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, a good king who will rule properly and who will restore things as they should be, who, if we put our trust in him, will step into our place for the mistakes that we have made. Someone who can enter into this world and fix things. That is the Christmas message. Us ourselves, we're in this world stuck in the cycle of ongoing problems and sin. And so God sends someone in from outside to become one of us to fix it. That is the good news of great joy that we encounter at Christmas time. We'd love you to know more about that if you don't know. One of the things we do as a church regularly is we run a thing called an Alpha Course, which talks about who this Jesus is. There's one starting in January. There's details on the website. We'd love you to come or talk to us afterwards or just read more of that Christmas story. And in this baby who grows up and dies on the cross, see a God who can fix us and who can restore all things. A good king who can make the world and us anew.